This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President Joe Biden says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping by the way he's approaching the war against Hamas. Speaking on MSNBC, he said Netanyahu must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost in the fighting, but he added that U.S. support for Israel remains strong.
Israel, but I'm never going to leave Israel. The defense of Israel is still critical, so there's no red line. I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them. They don't have, but there's red lines that if it crosses, and you cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead.
Biden also said the death toll in Gaza is contrary to what Israel stands for. Former President Donald Trump hosted Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban at his Mar-a-Lago estate yesterday, and NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
The Trump campaign described the meeting as a discussion over a wide range of issues that impact Hungary and the United States, including state sovereignty and the need for strong and secure borders. Viktor Orban's anti-democratic and pro-Russian tendencies have long raised concerns among foreign policy leaders and human rights advocates. Trump, though, has often praised the autocratic leader.
He's a very great leader, very strong man. Some people don't like him because he's too strong.
Campaigning in Pennsylvania, Biden expressed shock that Trump would meet with a leader who, Biden said, quote, doesn't think democracy works. He's looking for a dictatorship. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Canada says it's resuming its funding for the UN's Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the decision comes as the head of the agency, known as UNRWA, warned that it was about to go under following Israeli allegations that some staff took part in the October Hamas attacks.
Canada was one of several countries to put a hold on funding after the Israeli allegations of UNRWA ties with Hamas. But the Minister of International Development, Ahmed Hussein, now says Canada is resuming funding in response to what he calls the dire needs of Palestinian civilians. He adds that Ottawa has reviewed an interim report into the investigation against UNRWA and is satisfied that the agency has taken steps to strengthen oversight, accountability, and transparency. Canada's next donation of $25 million is set for April. He says Canada will also help support the airdrop of humanitarian supplies, food, blankets, medicine, and clothing into Gaza. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
U.S., British, and French forces all have destroyed dozens of combat drones in the Red Sea this weekend. Military officials say the drones were targeting the bulk carrier Propel Fortune, as well as U.S. destroyers located in the region. Houthi militants in Yemen have been attacking ships in the region since last November in support, they say, of Palestinians in Gaza. You're listening to NPR News. President Joe Biden Saturday signed into law a series of spending bills that allows Washington to once again avoid a partial government shutdown. The government has been operating under a series of temporary measures since last fall. Lawmakers now face a second deadline to pass another series of bills to fund the rest of the government. That deadline is March 22nd. A crackdown on crowds and violence in Miami Beach is underway this weekend. That's after two fatal shootings during last year's spring break. The state government has sent in troopers to help an already beefed-up police presence. From member station WLRN, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
The city announced the measures, including the closure of public parking lots and DUI checkpoints, in a video with the hashtag SpringBreakup.
We're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe. So we're done.
Officers are also scanning license plates on cars entering the barrier island and checking bags on beach entries. Miami Beach Police Chief Wayne Jones says he wants to avoid arresting visitors.
We want them to just have a good time, do it safely, and play by our rules.
The restrictions mostly affect this and next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia on Miami Beach.
Police in Haiti are trying to reclaim some streets in the nation's capital after gangs launched attacks on at least three police stations this weekend. Guards from the National Palace, meanwhile, used an armored truck to set up a security perimeter around one of the police stations. Caribbean leaders have called for an emergency meeting on Monday to discuss the current situation in Haiti. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.